Let's go to line 10. Lanton. Hello?
Yeah, I need to speak to Mark Maron.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I've given this number to reach Mark Maron. Just put him on there, would you, son? Chop, chop. Burning daylight. Don't have all day.
All right. I appreciate the phone call.
Mark Maron.
I understand. Mark Maron doesn't have a show here anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Are you some type of regular caller of his?
Well,
I sort of...
Yeah, I mean, this is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Everybody knows that. Come on. I'm what you call famous. Put him on.
All right, Lawton Smalls. Yeah, I haven't heard you in a while. I guess that's because Maron hasn't been around.
Excuse me, but whose intern are you?
I'm not an intern. This is Sam Cedar. I happen to be a friend of Mark's, but this is my show. This is Sam Cedar's show.
Really? You sure you're not Maron? Y'all kind of sound alike to me. What's your name again? Shlomo? Yitzhak?
No, it's Sam.
What's the name?
Sam Cedar. This is the Sam Cedar Show on Air America Radio, 9 to 12 Eastern Standard Time in New York. You're on it right now, sir.
Well, that isn't even possible.
Why is that?
Because Bill O'Reilly said Air America had gone bankrupt. You sold all the furniture, and all you baby-killing defeatocrats went straight to jail where you belong. And O'Reilly's never wrong. He's like Doppler radar that way, you know? If Bill says it's raining, you better put on your rubber, son.
Water's
rising.
Well, I guess he's wrong this time, buddy. We're still on the air, and I used to do a show here called The Majority Report. Now I'm
majority
doing...
of what? Potheads? I never heard of it.
I used to do that program with Janine Garofalo a while back.
Oh, my sweet Jesus, Janine Garofalo. You know, Moisha, that's a little like saying... I used to do a show with John Mark Carr. I think you'd like to keep that info kind of quiet if I were you. On the down low, you might want to lay off the bong there, Spicoli. Okay.
All right. Look, Lawton. Some of my listeners may not have heard of you before. Why don't you tell everybody why you used to harass Mark Maron?
Okay, that's a good idea, there, Yehudi. My mission, my crusade, if you will, was to minister to all you sad, misguided liberals and turn your blackened, drug-damaged souls to the shining light of President George W. Two Terms Mandate Bush. You know, Maron never got it, of course. His faux beatnik narcissism had poisoned him in his soul beyond any redemption, of course. But let me tell you, good people out there in the listening audience, once you've tried neoconservatism, you'll never go back to your on-demand abortions, your naive surrender monkey foreign policy, your nihilistic hip-hop, or your corrupt billary propaganda. Our tent's open, liberals. Come on in and grab a Mountain Dew with Jesus. It's beautiful here.
A Mountain Dew with Jesus. Well, I guess I'll tell you, Lawton, it sounds like you really loved doing that, calling in to Mark show and I guess expressing your... if not deranged, at least articulated views.
Well, you know what? It was hard work,
mm-hmm.
but it was satisfying. Not that any of you liberals would know the first thing about hard work. Sorry, over your head. Well, you know what? It's been nice talking to you there, Saul. Now, why don't you put Maron on the horn for me? I need to talk to him.
I'm sorry, Lawton. Mark Maron is not here. Do you understand? He's not here anymore.
So he's not here. He's not there.
No. Let me make it clear.
He's not there.
No, he's not here. In fact, he's not even on this coast. No, we don't live in a clubhouse together. He's not here.
So Mark's not there.
No.
Maron will return my phone call.
What?
You know, after the show ended, you know, the second one, he threw me out of his house in L.A. I didn't have anywhere to go. I was cold and hungry and alone. Stupid restraining order. I didn't mean to kick his cat. Since I'm not on the radio anymore, no one will talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
People who aren't eye contact. I'm nobody. Who am I?
All right. Take it easy, Lawton. Take it easy. Mark's firing was difficult on all of us. All right. Just take it easy, buddy.
It was really hard.
Yeah, yeah. Lawton, you can feel free to call into this program on rare occasion if you'd like to.
Really? I can call you.
Yeah. You can call. Just buck up a little bit, will you, buddy?
Thanks, Josh.
No, it's not Josh. It's Sam.
I mean, Sam.
Right.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Right.
Sorry, my friend Sam.
Right.
My new friend Sam.
Right. Okay. Well, I gotta go, Lawton. I appreciate the phone call. Are you all right? Are you okay, buddy?
Hey, talk to you later, Shlomo. God loves you. Deal with it.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. Wow. Guess we're still feeling the residuals of losing Morning Sedition in the Marc Maron program. Marc Maron will be joining us on Friday. I'm sure he's... maybe he'll have a message for Lawton. We got to take a break. Number's 866-303-2270. Sam Cedar on the majority.
It's Sam Cedar. Introducing whiny ass teeny baby conservatives to the truth. Wow, conservatives. That's you crying.